In this episode, you'll discover how to increase demand for your product by using video.
Discover how video can help you achieve your sales and marketing goals. It all starts right here in Todd Hartley's Video Marketing Mastery. Brought to you by Wirebuzz.
Hello! All right. Welcome to an in-between-isode of the Toddcast. And in this episode, I'm actually going to be going over an article written by Colin Noonan, who writes frequently in the Wirebuzz blog. He is a inbound marketer, certified inbound marketer, and also one of the rock stars that we have here at Wirebuzz. And so I'm going to go through his article, and at times I'm going to stop and have a discussion with you about parts of it, but I think you're going to find it really valuable. You've designed a product, a really great product. You launched it and waited for prospects to line up for it. But few people are buying or even showing interest. So what went wrong? Did you target the wrong audience? Was the price too high? Was it bad timing? It's easy to make excuses for why quality prospects don't convert. But in our experience, it can usually be boiled down to one common mistake. The mistake that guarantees most of your qualified prospects will ignore: your sales messaging entirely. You haven't created enough demand for your solution. In other words, you haven't made the problem your product solves a top priority for your prospects. And that in and of itself is a huge problem. And if someone doesn't perceive that problem to be a priority, how likely are they to really pay attention to your sales messages, let alone how likely are they to buy your product? No demand equals no buyers. You know it, I know it, and it may seem obvious, but very few businesses are actually trying to build demand before going in for the close. So in this podcast episode, which I'm calling an in-between-isode, I'm going to talk about how you can increase demand before the sale. I'm going to talk to you about the art of it. But first, you need to understand that there are three types of buyers, each of which you need to establish demand for in different ways. As you're hearing these, I want you to think about a current product that you're in the process of marketing and selling. And I want you to identify your different buyers as I go through it, okay? And here we go. Buyer number one is a prospect who realizes they have a problem that your product solves and it's a priority. Buyer number two, prospects who have a problem that your product solves, but they either don't realize it's a problem or it's not a priority right now. Okay, that's buyer number two. Buyer three, prospects who have a problem that your product solves, but they're working with a competitor and they believe that they have that problem already taken care of, all right? The first buyer is what we call the low-hanging fruit of the bunch. These are the ones you probably are already converting into customers, right? But the other two pose sales and marketing challenges. You may know and believe you have a superior product that solves a specific problem, but these types of buyers are going to require a little bit more convincing before they're going to pay attention to your sales pitch. Until then, there won't be much demand for your solution. The role of demand generation videos is what I want to spend a few moments talking with you about. The demand for what you're offering is going to increase when you can help your prospects see how much they need your product, all right? It's just that simple. And as we've talked about before, video is the best way to convince and convert your audiences. Now, videos are easier to consume than text, and studies have shown that prospects are up to 85% more likely to purchase a product after watching a video about it. All right, if you want some examples, I've put them up on wirebuzz.com/63, which is the show notes page, the shortcut to the show notes page for this episode, wirebuzz.com/63. Using video to magnify a prospect's pain is a really important element that you need to understand. So let's talk about how to address buyer number two. Remember, buyer number two either doesn't realize they have a problem that your product solves or has not put a high priority on finding a solution. And that's where you come in. Either way, Your video needs to identify the problem or the pain, then magnify it to the point where the prospect would be foolish really to put it off, right? Consider this. If you develop a toothache, you may decide to just grin and bear it. It may not hurt that bad, so you put it off and you may even hope for it to eventually go away. That's how I tend to hope it happens, that it just goes away on its own. But then you see a video that explains what could happen if you don't get that tooth fixed. In it, the dentist talks about how painful it'll become and shows a few pictures of people who ended up experiencing tooth decay, not to mention the cost of oral surgery and gum disease that were discussed. All of a sudden, your toothache isn't so minor anymore, is it? Now, that video accentuated the need for a dentist appointment by magnifying the problem, a toothache and pain, and of course, the consequences of not addressing it, which are pain, tooth decay, and oral surgery. It really magnifies that problem. The more painful a problem becomes, the more of a priority it becomes to solve. And video is a great way to convey emotion. It's the most powerful way. The more painful your problem becomes, the more of a priority it becomes to solve. And video is a great way to convey emotion, which helps magnify the pain your prospects may be experiencing. So an example here would be one of our clients, Redirect Health. And I'm going to put a video on the show notes page for this episode that you can look at. So look for that Redirect Health example. You know, when Redirect Health was ready to roll out their new healthcare model, they knew they had a great solution to a serious issue that many small business owners, including myself, have, and they're required by law to offer healthcare plans to their employees, or they're going to face Obamacare penalties. So part of Redirect Health's marketing strategy was to include videos that not only explained their solution, but magnified the problems that many small business owners are currently facing. Most business owners don't realize that insurance isn't the only way to provide for minimal essential coverage. The healthcare plan that your company is required to offer are wasting money since they prioritize the services that employees really don't use that often. All right, so now that you understand the example for Redirect Health of using video to magnify a problem's pain, let's talk about using video and introducing the problems with competitor solutions, all right? Another way to create demand for your product is to compare and contrast your solution alongside a competitor's. It's super valuable, really powerful. Remember the third type of buyer, right? They're already working with your competitor to solve a problem that they have. So they're content for the moment and aren't exactly shopping for a solution, but this opens up a really big opportunity for you. But what if they knew there was a better solution, one that was better suited for them or addressed their problems in a really unique way? What if, right? Or alternatively, what if your competitor's solution creates entirely new problems, problems that don't exist with your product? What about that? That's a game changer. If you can make your prospects feel as if their adopted solution isn't as great as they thought it would be, they're more likely to consider yours. Now, this could be anything like having a better pricing model, offering a more complete solution, identifying gaps or problems with their competitors' products, and let me give you an example. Let me give you more, right? An example of, let's say, Emory Genetics Laboratory, one of our clients. Emory Genetics took this approach when we helped them create a video about their genetic testing laboratory. Now, recognizing that a majority of their target customers are already using a lab, right? They didn't start by focusing on the value of genetic testing or emphasizing their superior technology. Instead, they focused on the most painful problem with most of their competitors, and that is comprehensiveness. By identifying and agitating the problem with other labs, Emory is able to create demand and really encourage their target customers to switch. You see, most laboratories, they don't offer all the required testing under one roof. That's an opportunity for Emory. So Emory used that in their script, right? It said stuff like, most laboratories don't offer all the required testing under one roof. They also mention, with more than 45 years under our lab coats, Emory Genetic Laboratories has more experience than other clinical laboratories. And they also mention in their script, unlike many other clinical genetic laboratories, we provide you with one comprehensive report. You see how we did that? We focused on the most painful problem with most of their competitors, which is competitiveness. Now, it's important for you to understand that without a demand for your product, your sales are going to suffer. Prospects must know they need your product and why they need it. That's also important. They need those two things before they could ever consider buying. Otherwise, your prospects won't even pay attention to you, all right? So I hope this gives you a really good overview on how to increase demand for your product using video. And so that's why I wanted to break down the three different types of buyers. I wanted to talk with you about the role of demand generation videos, how to use video to magnify your prospects' pain, and then also how to use video to introduce problems with competitor solutions. Now, once you've done all of that, you've effectively increased demand for your product. And when you do it with video, you only accelerate the outcomes. If this podcast episode was valuable to you, please, by all means, share it with people that you're rooting for, that you want to see succeed. Because between you and me, we already know that video is the most powerful tool on the internet. So make sure you get it into the hands of people that you're rooting for. And if you continue to learn, if this podcast continues to be valuable from one episode to the next, please go to Stitcher, iTunes, or Google Play and subscribe, and I will make sure that each and every episode gets sent directly to your mobile device or your desktop so you can learn from it as we go. The cool thing that's taking place here that I'm super excited about is I already know where the road ahead is going. And as a frequent listener to this podcast, I'm preparing you to become a more skilled, better marketer so you can leverage the power of video to amplify ROI. And man, that is what it's all about. If you want to know where to get started with your own videos and you want to figure out what are the topics that'll be profitable for your business, all you have to do is go to wirebuzz.com/topics. And we've created a free downloadable worksheet that you can access to use to narrow down those profitable business topics. All right. Well, I'm out. As I mentioned, this is just an in-betweenisode of the Toddcast. And coming up later on in this week, I'm going to create another episode. I'm already working on it behind the scenes and can't wait to bring that to you. And that'll happen as we go forward on Video Marketing Mastery.